Today I would like to explain three typical mistakes you can avoid when you choose the location for your next career step in another country. Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Michael Kaiser. I work as an international career coach and I help managers and specialists get the job they want with a new employer abroad. So when you're about to make your move to a new location, a new employment, then of course you want to make sure that this is a good choice and you will enjoy living in the new place. And of course, you will also want that the place will be the right one and supportive for the future career steps you are going to take after. And that's the reason I would like to explain a few traps that may be on your way and how you can easily avoid them. Now, the first typical big mistake some people make, then they end up in the wrong location, is by thinking that a place that you really like to go to for vacation or for holidays would also be a great place to work in. And very often, there are exceptions, of course, but very often this is not true. Simply because of the fact that you choose these places as something special. So something that is really different from daily life. And assuming that you chose the right location for your daily life for various good reasons, then the locations you like to go to for vacations are probably not a good place for a permanent stay because they are exactly what they are supposed to be for vacations or something special, a change from what is around you on a daily basis. And if you move there and work there, then you're not going to have the perpetual holidays. No, of course, there will be the daily routines just as anywhere else in the world, but then you may not have the right things around you that you actually like and maybe also need in terms of the regular life. So it's not a good idea to believe that you will get a never-ending vacation and at the same time you risk that crucial things are missing. Another possible mistake is that you follow the freelancers. Now, the freelancers are in a very special situation, and if you have chosen a career that is based on employment, maybe you want to move up the hierarchies and reach a certain management level and so on, or you get highly specialized as a technical specialist, for example. For things like that, your situation is simply very different from the ones of typical freelancers. The freelancers are people who usually like to have a lot of freedom. They are very often independent in terms of their ability to work remotely, so they don't have to be, or not always at least, where their customers are. And that's the most important argument in that context. The freelancers are not interested in the classic career. So they are happy working by themselves. They don't want a career within a large business. They don't want to have a management position and so on. So all the specialties that only the big businesses can offer, they are not interested in. So they don't care about that. They may care about the weather. They care about their freedom, other things, but not about what usually belongs to the classic career. And if you follow the freelancers, you may end up in a beautiful place, but without any further career opportunities. So you may not even find the right company there. And if you choose one of them, one that is available, it may turn out to be a career dead end because it is not a springboard anymore, a stepstone for any further progress. So that's a certain danger here. So yes, some locations are right for the freelancers, but if you are after the classic career, then their places are very often not right for you. And the third mistake I would like to warn of is that you make the decision based on the reputation the places have, but a reputation that actually has become a thing of the past, and the places still live off their reputation of the past, but actually the real situation, the current situation, has become very, very different. So there's a lot of talk about how great the place is, and for the past it actually was true, but for the current situation, for the present, it's not, and certainly not as it looks for the future either. So because it takes a long time until the stories that people tell about places change, obviously they don't go there all the time, so their experience may originate from years back when the place was different, when the place was better. And of course, it simply takes a while until the stories you hear about places get updated. And that, of course, is something you do not want to find out after moving there. You want to find out before you make the decision. And of course, you can, as long as you pay attention to investigating if what you have in mind is actually true, or if it's just something you have heard from others that is not up-to-date information anymore. For example, a sad example from my own background. I'm German, and Germany used to be a country with such a great reputation. It used to be a great country in terms of a career, certainly in certain industries. And very often, Germany was one of the best places in the world you could go to as an engineer, for example, in order to learn a lot, do great things, have a great work environment, and basically stay on top of the global developments. Now, this was true for the past, but unfortunately, in many cases, it's not true anymore for my country. Germany has become a country where there is no train on time anymore, and our bridges crash. It's not a joke, and it's not exaggerated. It just happened in my hometown a few weeks ago. Major bridge just crashed. And this is the Germany of 2024. So be careful and check if what you have in mind about the place actually is still up to date, or if, and that is in turn something that you want to pay attention to, also check if what you have in mind about places that you actually did not consider as being perfect in the past, if the situation hasn't changed there as well. And they maybe were problems, or there were problems in the places and good reasons not to go to, but now things have changed and now they're on the way up, and it may be the right point in time to move to these upcoming places that no one is talking about yet, because then you will be one of the first and you can profit from these increasing opportunities that are available there that most people are not aware of. So you may get a really great job that would be much more difficult to get somewhere else in the world. So, and what does all of that mean? It means that you should not trust your gut feeling about the right location too much. There's nothing wrong with starting with the gut feeling, but then you should always research and investigate if what you believe is right about the place, if this is actually the truth. And also stay open and be ready for nice surprises in terms of places that you would have never thought of, because things have changed there and they have become more attractive. So if you do this, then you avoid the risks and you may discover some really nice new opportunities. And of course, you do this by research and especially by networking with the right people, because that is the quickest way to get good information. And it's also the best quality information you can get, especially when you talk to people who are living in the place you are considering moving to, or who have just come back from there and have firsthand and up-to-date information. So again, research is important, and especially networking in that context, as always, helps you make the right decision, and without actually having to spend too much time, because things like that can be done within days or maximum weeks. So this is what you should keep in mind when you are looking for the next great destination. And if you would like help with that, then I'll be very happy to provide you with my support. I work as an international career coach and I do these things every day. If this is of interest to you, please go to my website. You probably know already that there is this big button you can click on, and that guides you to a free orientation call with me, where we will then analyze what your current situation is, what it means for your choice of possible locations to move to, and all the other things that are necessary until you get the dream job in the location you want. So don't worry too much about it. Just go on my website, click on the button, and trust that I will know how to get you forward from there. Remember, there is also our LinkedIn group that lets you connect with other managers and specialists on the way to the dream job in other countries. And as I just mentioned, you may find exactly the right people there who can help you with their insight knowledge about certain locations. If you haven't done so, please subscribe to the channel. I'm always very happy if you leave me a like, because it helps to make the channel known to more people who would like to work in other countries. Don't forget to activate the bell in order to be informed when I publish my next video here. And let me know in the comment section below what topics you are interested in the most for future content, because then I know what I should actually talk about. That's it for me for today. As always, I would like to wish you all the best for your job search abroad, and today, of course, especially for a wise decision on where to move to. And I'll be back here with more tips and tricks in another week.